Hi, is this the Blabber Buddies?
This is.
Hi, my name is Lewis Skolnicki.
Hello, Lewis.
Hi, long time listener, first time caller. I was just thinking. I was thinking. Can I get some advice from you?
Sure.
Well, I was interested in this lovely female, and her name was Latasha Wilson. And
okay.
I was thinking, I met her at a Comic-Con over here in Des Moines, Iowa. And I told her, I was like, look, I really fancy you. You're a very beautiful young lady. And she was like, okay.
Okay.
Well, then I told her about only needing one more card to have a complete set of 9 sets of my Pokemon from the 90s, and I said I have all the Charizard cards.
Yeah.
Even the original. Well, she made fun of me.
Okay.
And I go, look, young lady, I don't appreciate you making fun of my Charizard card from my Pokemon sets. You don't do that, or I'm going to have to find somebody else to be part of my wildest fantasies.
So what advice do you want?
Well, I was wanting to know how I could really stick it to her and make sure that she knows I'm not kidding. You know, Pokemon's a big deal, and it's not funny to make fun of my Charizard cards. So how do you think I should go about doing that?
Well, Lewis, that's a very interesting question. I think I'd like to bring Landon Vargo in for this to see if he can give you some advice.
Oh, no.
Because I'm a little confused.
Well, no, I've heard Landon talk, and I feel like you'd have a little bit better advice because he's a little bit of a womanizing asshole.
You know what, Lewis? That's so, fair. You're not wrong.
Yeah.
I think.
Yes. I'm sorry to Landon. You know, I think he's a great outstanding guy, but he's a little bit of a womanizing asshole, and I just don't think that he would be the best advice for telling a woman off respectfully about being part of my wildest fantasies for making fun of my Charizard cards.
You know, I think that's fair, but I think the best way to tell her, Lewis, is just to say, you know what? Fuck you. That's the best way.
So just tell her to go fuck herself, huh?
Yep. Well, yep. Well, I think Vargo would agree. Wouldn't you agree, Vargo?
Hell yeah!
Well, I'll have to think about that. I don't like to swear too often. Damn it. Oop, I said a foul word. I'm sorry. So, okay, well, I'll think about it. And, you know, I'm going to have to show up at her house and be like, look, baby, this is what you're missing. And I'm going to have my suspenders all shined up and my buttons all polished, you know. I think that'll be something that she's going to be missing. And I'll tell you what, it's going to be a bad day for her.
You know what? You should come in your Charizard cosplay and bring her outfit with you. That would really stick it to her.
You think so?
I think it would.
Well.
I think it would.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm
assuming you got an outfit for her, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a female version of Ash from the TV show. And, I'll tell you what, you know, it's a little bit on the risque side. I hate to say it, but yeah, I tell you, she's gonna have to really take it to her.
So, Lewis, I really need to ask: do you have a thing for Ash? I mean, it's weird that you have a. It's interesting that you have a. It's not weird. It's interesting that you have an Ash Ketchum cosplay for a female. Are you into Ash?
Don't ask questions you don't want the answers to.
Well,
that's between me and the Holy Ghost, by God, I tell you what. So you keep your perverted mind out of this.
All right, Lewis. Well, I appreciate the call and thank you for your time.
So do you think I should take some wine or something, or just keep it like really, really like just keep it real.
Just keep it real.
You know, like the homies are saying.
Yeah, no.
Just keep it real.
Just keep it real. Don't sugarcoat it. Well, don't sugarcoat it. Just keep it real.
Okay, I'll have to call you later and let you know an update.
All right. Thanks, Lewis, for your time. I appreciate it. Have a good one.
All right. See you later.
Welcome to Blabber Buddies, a podcast about nothing but everything with your hosts Landon Vargo and Bryant Wagner.
another episode of Blabber Buddies. I'm your co-host, Bryant Wagner. I'm here with the host, Landon Vargo.
Hey, what's going on, ladies and gents?
Oh my God.
Hey, so I just heard you on the phone. What kind of a phone call was that?
Some guy from Des Moines, Iowa named Louis Schwiznick. I don't even know how to pronounce his name. Louis, I'm sorry. I don't know how to pronounce your last name. I am concerned, though, that I think you have a thing for Ash Ketchum. Did you catch any of that?
No, I was in the bathroom, bro.
Okay, well,
you're going to have to catch me up on that one.
Okay, I can catch you up. So he wanted advice from us on he's interested in this girl. He obviously, well, according to the call anyway, he loves Pokemon. He's got almost 9 full sets of the original 151 Pokemon cards.
Really?
And he's really interested in Charizard and wanted to show this girl his Charizard card, special edition Charizard card.
Yeah.
And she basically told him to fuck off.
Really?
And that really hurt him. And he wanted some advice, but he didn't want your advice because you're a womanizing asshole. His words, not mine.
Well, he's not wrong.
But I didn't have any good advice to give him. I just told him to basically tell her to fuck off. I didn't know what else. Would you have anything different to say?
No, pretty much not.
I don't know what else to do.
That's actually kind of weird. So he called you?
He called us.
Really?
Yeah, he called us. He called into the show. And
I didn't even know we gave our phone number out.
Apparently it's somewhere out there on the World Wide Web.
Outstanding.
But he was going to go over to her house to give her the biz, it dressed up as Charizard, but he had a cosplay Ash outfit in a female for her.
You know what? You know what would have been a great response that he could have said to her
I would love to know, because I was completely taken aback by
that. Like, he could have sat there and been like, hey, look, just going to let you know right now that somewhere, either on your phone or your social media accounts, you already have your funeral program photo taken.
Jesus Christ, that'd have been deep.
God, that would have been awesome.
I think that would have been a little harsh. I mean, dudes, I mean, now, it's, granted.
Hey, think about it, though.
I hope Lewis was like, 14, 15, 16 years old, but he definitely sounded like a 42-year-old.
42-year-old virgin?
So, you know.
But yeah, that is disturbing though, right? I mean, just think, the photo of your funeral program may have already been taken.
That is creepy.
Isn't that fucked up?
You started this off like extremely deep.
Hey, what was his name again?
Lewis.
Lewis. Hey, Lewis, if you're still listening, I'm going to let you know. I know you didn't want my advice, but there you go. I gave it to you anyway.
You know, I should have asked him, how does he spell Lewis? Is it L-E-W-I-S or L-O-U-I-S? Like Luis.
Louis.
Yeah.
Louis Louis.
Or like Louis.
Louis. Louis Louis.
Oh, no. Here I go.
Is it Louis Louis or is it Louis Louis?
In the song, it's Louis Louis or Louis Louis. But I don't know.
Yeah.
That's a good question. Yeah. Anyway. So that was a weird way to start
anyway,
the conversation.
So anyway, that's interesting. Welcome to Blabber Buddies. What are we drinking today?
Oh, we are drinking a beer that my uncle actually brought to me at my cousin's wedding. It's the brand is Blue Boat House, and it's actually good.
Yeah, it's actually pretty tasty, yeah.
I expected it to be darker than what it actually is. It's kind of a pale ale type drink, but I think on the can it said stout. So
like a white stout?
Yeah.
Huh.
So I'm a little confused, but it's really good.
It is actually pretty good.
And I think it's whiskey infused, which is even better.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm always down for a nice buzz.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It's really good. Oh, hey, I forgot to tell you. So last episode we were talking about you and your military stuff and you being called Tink Tink the whole time.
Yeah.
Well, I had to laugh. So I left your house last week.
Mm-hmm.
And on the way home, you had texted me, and it popped up Tink Tink, mm-hmm. and I completely forgot who the fuck Tink Tink was. Like, I sat there going, who's Tink Tink, and why are they in my phone as Tink Tink? And then I read the message and went, oh, yeah, I changed it.
So just going to let all of our listeners know that if anything that Bryant and I say offends you, we don't give a shit.
Getting that public safety announcement out there.
Now that
we got
that disclaimer out of the way.
We love you all, but we don't care.
So It's been quite a while since our last show. Only two weeks. Yeah, but we were gonna film one. What, last week?
We were gonna do one last week.
We had to call it off for.
I got sick.
You got sick. Yep.
I had the flu.
Yep.
It was bad. Yeah. But hey, you know what? We're back, and we've got Shark Horse here, and we've got new friends here today, which I'm pretty excited about. But yeah,
Who's our new friends?
Butters.
Oh, I didn't know that. I mean, you know, you don't really mention Lucius all that much, except for when he's bothering you.
I mean, he's a demon.
Yeah.
So like, I don't want to mention him because that's like super creepy. But Butters. I mean, I don't even know where Butters went, but Butters
underneath,
is around here.
Underneath my chair, rubbing up against my leg.
Okay, fair enough. Just as long as Butters is here somewhere.
Oh, she's right here.
Okay. You want to give people some insight on who Butters is?
Just letting you know. So I ended up buying a puppy a couple days ago. It's a miniature golden doodle, and her name is Butters. My name's Butters.
Butters.
My name's Butters. You know, from like South Park.
Yeah, I just think people needed some context when you said that she was rubbing up on your legs underneath the table.
Yeah, yeah, that could have been. It sounded like a stripper name. Oh, that's right. She works at like Brass Flamingo. Hey, well,
she works the 9 a.m. to noon shift.
She's doing a little overtime right now. Buttering my biscuits. That's roasted. Yeah.
Oh, hey, one other thing that's super exciting.
Oh, what?
Well, and I'm not a big fan of them, but oh! You know what? You are.
What?
And I'm pretty proud. I think they're going to lose this week, but that's just me. Hmm. And that's going to cause probably some tension here between the two of us. But I wanted to give a shout out to IU football real quick.
Oh, yes.
Because
yes,
they are rocking
absolutely.
It this season. And I'm
Indiana University.
Impressed.
They are 10-0.
They
the
are.
First time in school history.
They are.
Yes.
I am pleasantly impressed. I hope they beat Ohio State. I think Ohio State's going to be a tough game.
I think it's going to be a tough game. I think, unfortunately, just my own personal opinion, I think Ohio State will pull off the W.
Yep.
But I feel like, you know, Indiana still has a shot because Ohio State still has a loss under their belt
already. They do. Yep. And they lost to a team that I think IU beat pretty handily.
Yeah.
And I don't remember
well,
who that team
I know,
was.
Well,
but.
Also, I know when Ohio State played Nebraska, they only won by like maybe a touchdown or
so. Yeah, it wasn't by much.
And then IU spanked them.
I mean,
yeah.
it wasn't a game.
By
it was
like,
a slaughter.
By like 20, 30 points.
Yeah, it was a crazy game.
So I feel like, you know, the only downside for Indiana, though, is that they're actually playing them at Ohio State.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to play an away game when you're 10-0 and
I think the quickest way to really like block out the crowd is by hitting them hard.
Oh yeah, coming in hard and fast.
Coming in hard and fast,
right,
so that way you get like maybe a 2-touchdown lead.
Mm-hmm.
And then that takes the crowd out of it because then they're hanging their head between their legs, you know, all ashamed like I can't believe we're losing to an Indiana
team.
Yeah, period. So, well, I don't know. I think.
I mean, Butler's pretty good.
Well,
not football-wise.
I think Ohio State's had a run-in with Notre Dame a few times back in their heyday.
They have.
Yeah.
And,
so,
and they've gotten beat handily. But I mean, 10-0. I'm proud of IU. I'm not an IU fan, but that's pretty cool.
Well, I am.
I know you are. You're wearing the shirt.
Yes.
And
I was an Indiana University cheerleader for a year.
I know you were.
It was awesome.
I know you were.
Yeah.
But I'm happy for them. I think that's cool. I don't think they're going to beat Ohio State. Although I said that about Michigan and Michigan State, and they beat them both pretty handily.
Yep.
So I could be wrong.
Hey,
but
you know what?
IU,
well,
good job.
Speaking of the sporting event. It's funny because that was one of my notes, Indiana University ranked.
I think that's awesome.
I think that's awesome.
Really cool.
Yep, that was one of my talking points that I had. Yeah.
I wanted to put that in there.
No, that's good. Another really good thing about the sporting event world is Friday.
If anybody doesn't know what Friday is, Vargo, do you want to enlighten us on what Friday is?
Friday, Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul.
Woo!
November 15th. That's right. Long-awaited match between...
Jake Paul's going to get his shit
rocked. Oh, I hope so. Now, the only saving grace that Jake Paul has, in my opinion, against Mike Tyson, even though I feel like Mike Tyson still hits like a ton of bricks every punch, is that Tyson is 30 years older than he is.
Yeah, but I mean, look,
he's 2 years away from 60.
Yeah,
that would be his only downfall.
Yeah,
you know, and Jake being in his prime, but at the same time, if Tyson wins, like, might as well just give up boxing.
I mean, Tyson better make the boxing world proud. That's all I gotta say. Like, we joke about Tyson on this show all the time. If you listen to any of our other shows, like I've mentioned, it would be funny to get punched by him and for him to sign it and whatnot. I really do hope that he just knocks the ever-loving snot out of Jake Paul.
I feel it coming.
Like, one punch knockout. Like, I don't want this to go, what is it, like 10 rounds? Are they going 10 rounds, 10 three-minute rounds?
I don't know.
Or 12 three-minute rounds? I read the thing, and I don't remember what it is.
I read it a little while ago, too. I don't remember.
But I think that would also be the downfall. The farther that you get into the rounds, the more gassed he's going to get because of his age, not because he's not in shape.
Right.
He's in phenomenal shape.
Absolutely.
But his age is going to take a toll on
and
him.
He's been, well, and he's been training hardcore, dude.
Oh, he has. Like, the training videos to watch?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So there's a special on Netflix about it. Because,
really?
Yeah, because that's where the
they're showing it on Netflix.
Can actually view the match on Netflix.
Yeah.
So if you don't have Netflix, you're a loser. You probably get it. not being sponsored by Netflix in any way, shape, or form. It's just that the fight's on there.
Yep.
They have this little series right now about their training and all that kind of stuff that I've been
really?
Watching. Oh yeah,
I didn't know that.
It's actually really good.
I hadn't seen that.
No, yeah, and it takes Mike Tyson into the Bronx, you know, not the Bronx, but Brooklyn or wherever where he was raised, and he went into his old house where he grew up in, and he's like, man, this is nice now. Back when I was living here, you know, there was animal crap on the floor, and you know, shit was broken, lights hardly worked. Yet, you know,
it's a little bit of an autobiography, almost.
A little bit, yeah. Well, about both people.
About both people.
Yeah. And like their training leading up to, you know, the match.
Absolutely. Well, I think that's cool. I know you're. A lot of people are. I think if I read correctly, Tyson's.
He's the underdog.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah,
which is crazy to me.
Yeah,
obviously people aren't paying attention to, like,
either that or their deciding factor is just the age difference.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe that's possible, but I mean, look at like Mayweather versus McGregor. Like, there was a decent age difference between the two of them, and that didn't stop Mayweather at all.
Right. However, McGregor isn't a boxer; he's a UFC fighter.
I know, and we've talked about that before. I get that, but like, take that aspect out of it. Like, if we're just talking about the age difference here,
right?
Like,
yeah,
I mean, that wasn't a factor
like
in that fight.
McGregor should have skunked him.
Should have, absolutely should have, and it wasn't a factor in that fight at all.
Nope.
It was more of McGregor being stupid and forgetting that you're boxing, not MMA. But outside of that, like, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm really excited about Friday night.
I am.
I'm going to be watching that.
Are you going to come over and watch it? Or are you going to stay here and be a bum and watch
it? I'm going to stay here and be a bum because I know my wife wants to watch it as well.
Well, fine.
Yeah.
That hurts my feelings a little bit. I just got a new couch upstairs for this exact thing.
Huh.
Yeah,
well,
I did.
Have your wife watch it with you.
No, she won't watch it. More than likely, her and the kid will be either downstairs and I'll be upstairs, or they'll be upstairs and I'll be downstairs. Mm. They won't watch it. Butters, what are you doing? Stop it.
She's just looking.
I know, but that got her attention.
Yeah. So, she's so cute. Okay, so I was listening to another podcast the other day.
Yeah.
And he was interviewing Luke Bryan.
Joe Rogan was interviewing Luke Bryan?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. That's an interesting
one. And, you know, like, if anybody here has heard Luke Bryan talking, you know, he's got very southern twang.
He's got a very...
very southern twang to his voice.
Very deep accent, very pronounced accent.
However, if you listen to that podcast, the dude laughs like a freaking hyena, dude. Like a screech owl hyena. You okay?
I tried to laugh like he might choke.
No, but it's like if you sit there and listen to him, he's like like almost something like that. Like, he's like, yeah, you know, we're out there hunting and I had my Starlink and I was like, holy shit. Like he's like so cool, calm and collective and awesome. And then he laughs and I'm like, his wife's a saint. Because, you know, like they got together back when he was in college before he was ever famous. Right. You know what I'm saying? So like she's definitely a saint for falling in love with that laugh.
She fell in love with him for different things. Good the laugh God. You can get through. I mean, I'm sure there's things about your wife you probably won't say on the show. But there's probably things about your wife that you're like, eh, but I love my wife.
She's clumsier than shit.
But you still love her.
It's cute.
Right. It's adorable.
Yeah. But maybe I'm sorry, but that laugh.
Well, maybe to you, no, it's not adorable. God, no. To her, it's adorable. It's so cute. And, like, it takes this very deep, like, southern twang type voice. And then all of a sudden you get that, and you're just like, aww.
God, no.
I mean, I can relate. I kind of have, if I get going, a high-pitched laugh and whatnot.
Good so God.
I'm sure my wife thinks the same.
Yeah. All right, so another great thing that's starting... Yep. Here in Indianapolis, well, just north of in Carmel, on November 23rd is the Christ Kindle Market.
The what?
Christ Kindle Market. The German like Christmas type festival thing where they have, you've never heard of it? Are you, really?
No.
How do you not know about it?
I thought you mispronounced Kris Kringle at first. No. That's why I was asking.
No.
And also,
how long have you been living here this long and never heard of the Christ Kindle Market?
That's a great question. I don't know, but I'm going to also follow this statement up with there is a freaking holiday between now and Christmas. Why is this starting now?
It starts on the 23rd.
Why?
Why not?
Because the holiday is 5 days after
they
that.
They got food.
It doesn't matter. There is a holiday. Okay,
well,
listen.
You know what? Why don't you go ahead and call the city officials of Carmel and ask them?
Hold on. Time out. I got to get into a soapbox for a minute because
Carmel.
That's candy. That's a candy.
Caramel.
Don't get me started
Gosh
on this.
Gosh darn it. Why didn't anybody get me caramel? Get me that caramel.
Don't get me started on this.
Don't get me started about that caramel.
But
it's a candy.
Seriously. What? Okay. All of our listeners out there, I need you to understand this. This is extremely important. And I realize that the moment Halloween ends, everyone's like, oh, I got to put my Christmas stuff up. No, there is a holiday between Halloween and Christmas. It's called Thanksgiving. Stop putting stuff up before Thanksgiving. And that goes even for Fishers, Carmel, whoever the hell is putting this thing on. There is a holiday
Give me that caramel.
There is a holiday between Halloween and Christmas. It is called Thanksgiving. Celebrate Thanksgiving. Stop worrying about Christmas. Just stop it. All of you, stop it. All right. Piss me off.
Now that Bryant got the sand out of his vag, so we're going to go Shut back up. To Christ Kindle Market.
I can't believe you've never heard of it. I have no idea what this is. I have no idea what you're talking about. Again, I thought you mispronounced Kris Kringle.
No.
Which is why I asked.
You definitely have to go.
Why?
You got to go. You'll see why. Go after Thanksgiving.
I was going to say, I'm going to go. I will go after Thanksgiving. Yeah, I'm not going before.
It lasts all season long. Anyways.
Well, then they should start it after Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Anyway, moving on from
that. No, I'm not moving on from that. That is temper so tantrum. Freaking frustrating. Don't do it, sir. Excuse me. Hey, Shark Horse?
Don't you point Shark Horse at
I'm
me.
I'm totally pointing Shark Horse at you.
You put Shark Horse down.
He's pointing at you
no,
from
you,
a down position.
You sit down.
I am?
Sit down, Shark Horse.
I knocked him over. He's sitting down. Anyway, no, I've never been to the Christ
Kindle.
Okay,
so anyway, but no, it's basically off of German stuff. It's got like food, knickknacks type Christmassy
Knick-knack,
stuff.
Knickknack, paddywhack, give a dog a bone.
No, this so I've never gotten a dog a bone dog or whatever. But but no, it's actually really neat. And every year that I've gone with my wife, I'll see like these beer steins, like actually like hand painted, and
they're
and
awesome.
They're awesome as fuck.
They're extremely expensive.
Yes, they are
because they're handcrafted.
Yes, they
but
are.
But they are awesome.
And
to
they have like these cuckoo clocks, like legit handmade cuckoo clocks.
I hate those things.
Oh, I love them. I hate the artistry that goes behind some of those that are made.
Oh, I'm sure
cow.
It's amazing.
Expensive as shit though, too.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're talking like a small fortune to purchase those.
I mean, even one about the size of my wristwatch. Is about $45.
Speaking of, why are you still wearing a wrist watch?
Why not?
I don't know. We're inside. What's wrong with it? And you're wearing sweatpants. It's weird.
You're weird.
I'm just saying. Anyway, I caught my attention.
Yeah.
I just now noticed you were wearing it, and you wore it to lunch.
Yeah. And I wear it to work.
I've never seen you wear that at work.
Ever. You're not very observant, then.
4 years, dude. Ever. Ever. 4 years. Ever. Not that. That freaking looks like it belongs around the neck of freaking Flavor Flav. It's that huge.
Flavor Flav.
I mean, it's giant. Like, the head on that thing is the size of a freaking golf ball. Like, it's huge.
It's nice. I get compliments on that watch.
I bet you do, because it's massive. You're overcompensating for something, obviously.
Yeah. It's called Mess With Me, and I'm going to put a big old knot on your head with it.
Yeah, it's called Women. Hey, look, this is huge. My dick is small. That's exactly what that looks
like. Oh, kind of like your truck?
Exactly.
Yeah.
No judgment. I can own it. My truck is small, but it fits me perfectly. Huh. I'm not overcompensating for something, though.
I'm not either.
Because it fits the size.
Well, there you go.
No, I've never been to this thing. I have no idea what you're talking
but
about.
Yeah.
I think that's cool. I doubt it is, actually. But
you'll go. If I have to drag you out by your nose hair.
What, are you going to drag me kicking and screaming?
Yeah.
By my nose hair.
Yeah, by your nose hair.
Go ahead, find one.
I can find one.
Go ahead. Right now.
From across the table? I can already see it.
Right now. Come get it.
You want me? No, not right now.
You won't pick my nose.
No, I won't. But I've got tweezers that will.
Bet you $5 you won't.
Dude, I'll go up and get the tweezers right now.
Bet you $5 you won't.
Excuse me, folks, but I have to step away for a minute while I go get tweezers.
He's going
to
go get tweezers. He ain't going to do it. He ain't going to do it.
For $5, I will.
You will not. Oh, there he goes. He's going up the stairs. Butters is following him. But no, I've never been to this thing before, and I don't think I'm going to go, even if you drag me kicking and screaming or with... tweezers with my nose hairs. It ain't gonna happen. Plus, you're gonna have to fight me to get my nose hairs, because I'm not just gonna give them up willingly. Those things are like gold. Like touching Rapunzel's hair and turning healing powers and other things, or like the hand of Midas. It ain't gonna happen. Oh, here he comes with the puppy and the tweezers.
You gotta stand there and just take it.
I got to stand there and take it?
You got to sit there and take it.
I got to sit here and take it. Well, hold on. If I'm going to sit here and take it, you better not pull hard. Hold on. Time out.
Look.
Time out. Hold on.
It's a woman tweezers.
Oh, that's adorable. Yeah, it is a woman. So, she's missing her arms.
Yeah.
Why is she missing her arms?
I don't know. But
hold on. Hold on. I got to... Stop.
Come on.
Hold on. I'm trying to get this on video.
I'm trying to get a picture of it.
Don't pull too hard. This hurts.
I didn't even grab one yet.
I know, I don't like it. Ow, ow, ow!
Got one.
I don't like it.
Got it.
Ow! Man, that hurt. Did you really get one?
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
Oh, trust me, it's on the ground right now.
Oh. Oh, yep, there it is.
I can't see a nose hair.
Yeah, it's right here. I'm looking right at it. It's a black and white one.
Well, salt and pepper. Yeah.
Yeah, black and white.
Yeah.
I'm looking right at it. It's right here.
Oh, you found it.
Yeah, I did. Oh, man, that hurt. You suck, dude.
Well, okay, so...
Oh, I owe you $5.
I was going to say, you already have my Venmo, so I'll go ahead and take it.
I've lost so much money to you. It's not even funny. Whatever.
That was fun.
No, that hurt.
No.
That was painful. Well, why is that so painful?
Well,
is pulling nose hairs painful?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know.
Do women get... like that?
Well, I think that's why they use like scissors and like trim.
Yeah, but
you know, you trim the nose hair so you don't have to pull them because they hurt.
Yeah, but like pulling like even eyebrow hairs, like I know they pluck their eyebrows and whatnot. Like, why does it hurt us, but it doesn't hurt them? Or they just, it hurts, but they just don't care and they're not pussies.
You know, probably,
ow.
It's probably the same reason why women are, they'll wake up in the morning just pissed off at you because you, for some reason, you cheated on them in their dream.
Dude, that happens all the freaking time,
yeah.
Man. I hate that.
Yeah.
For all you women out there, just because we cheat on you in your dreams does not mean, hey, Butters, stop messing with my cord. Stop it.
Just kick her.
No, I'm not going to kick her. She's a puppy. Stop it.
She'll learn, won't she? Just let her bite and get electrocuted. She won't bite a cord again.
I know, but I got her taken care of. But no, for all you women out there, if we cheat on you in your dream, that does not mean we do it in real life. So please stop being mad at us for something that we didn't actually do.
Oh,
it's,
yeah.
It's actually quite depressing and disappointing.
Yeah, like Caitlin has legit said, hey, mad at you right now. I'm like, why? She goes, because you cheated on me in my dream. I'm like, yeah, because I got a lot of control over that.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. My wife texted me the other day while I was at work and was like, I had a bad dream. And I said, oh, yeah, what happened? Or no, what I said, I think my exact words were, okay, what did I do this time? Because I already knew that it was my fault for something. And she goes, she said, what did she say? Oh, I remember. She said that I cheated on her with a dude and you covered for me.
I covered for
you. You covered for me.
Oh, you, wait, you, we talked about this.
We did talk about this. Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. And you covered for me. Yeah. And I told you I wasn't going to bring it up, but screw it. I don't care. I'm going to bring it up. Fuck it. Whatever.
So
yeah.
I covered for you.
You did. You covered for me. You covered for me.
So what did I say?
All you said was that I was with you or something like that. Huh. Like, so you covered for me, even though I wasn't with you. I was apparently with another dude and having gay sex with another dude. Which is not me, but all right, fair enough. I guess I am cheating on my wife with a dude in her dreams.
Huh.
Which is the weirdest thing.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, but yeah. You know, so, yeah, anyway.
Yeah, yeah, I hate that.
That's so dumb.
Women, we love you. We all love you. And if we're, if there's a guy that you're with that is, you're engaged to, married to, dating, seriously, whatever, like, he's not cheating on you. More than likely.
You know what the thing is? Okay, so I was shopping the other day, and you know, like, I think, was it Walmart? No, it wasn't Walmart, because I don't go into Walmart. I'm too good for
Meijer.
I'm too good for that place.
Target? Costco?
No, Sam's. not Costco. It was either Target or Meijer. Yeah, I don't.
Meijer?
Yeah. Anyway, so I saw this, this shirt.
I saw this shirt.
Yeah.
I saw
it was a perfect shirt. It was a perfect t-shirt.
Yeah, what did it have on it?
Boobies? I almost bought it for you.
Oh, perfect t-shirt for me?
Yeah.
What did it say?
It says, my stomach is flat, but the L is silent.
Damn straight it is. Damn straight it is.
No, absolutely, but no, right. I did, though. I saw that shirt, and I was like, damn, that is a cool shirt.
That is really cool.
Like, I almost wanted one for myself.
You should have gotten one.
Should have.
You should have.
Yeah.
Because you could go... Yeah, that's not true. It's FLAT, not
no,
FAT.
No, I am not flat right now.
You are flat.
Dude, I am not.
You are flat.
I haven't worked out because of my knee issue.
I know.
And for, like, I went a couple times when I was in Texas, but, like, I haven't gone on a normal basis.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm chubby right now.
You're gorgeous. You look amazing.
Dude, I'm so fat.
Right you look now. Amazing, bro. Anyway. You look really good. Well, you still obviously
I appreciate the lifter upper.
Huh? You obviously still hit legs.
I can't hit legs.
You may not be able to hit legs, but you still do leg workouts. Your butt looks good. You're welcome. I'm just letting you know.
What are you looking at my butt for?
I can't help it. I wish mine looked that way. Mine's body. But hey, all you listeners out there, comment on our Facebook page or Instagram or TikTok or whatever, and let Vargo know that he's gorgeous because he needs a little pick-me-up.
I just want to know who's looking at my butt besides you.
There's quite a few, I'm sure.
Okay.
Hey. Bro to bro, man. You got a nice ass.
Yeah, great.
Clinky, clinky.
Clink, clink. Oh, so speaking of the t-shirt, I also was just kind of randomly shopping online.
Yeah.
There,
you got a lot of things to talk about
today. I know. So there's these boxer briefs. And yeah. Now, mind you, I don't normally wear underwear unless I'm at work.
Fair.
But when I'm at work, I wear boxer briefs.
Yeah.
Well, there's these boxer briefs. I'm not going to name the brand because I don't want to support anybody.
It's probably Fruit of the Loom.
No.
Wow.
It's okay. Not. It's like an off-brand.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah. Okay.
But the boxer briefs with a built-in ball hammock.
Oh, yeah. I'm wearing them right now.
What's the name of it?
Hanes?
No.
But I'm wearing a pair of boxer briefs that have a ball hammock in it.
Yeah, I mean, I call them grape smugglers, to be honest. But
dude, have you?
It was
worn
an
them?
Actual. It was an actual product on one of my streaming services. That commercial. It was an actual commercial up on the streaming service. There.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have them?
No.
You need, bro. Game changer.
Yeah, it's called free balling. That's what I'm doing right now.
No.
I don't need a hammock.
You. That's fine. You do you. I'm just saying, when you wear these, like. They are so comfortable, and, like, everything fits right there. So there's no, like, when you get – I'm going to get personal with – I don't care. When we get sweaty and, like, you're wearing, like, super loose briefs or even boxers or, in your case, no underwear at all, sometimes your ball sack gets stuck to your legs. It happens.
Yeah.
And you got to do like a little shimmy shake, and all guys and women all know when the guy's doing the shimmy shake, it means his balls are stuck. Everybody knows.
I just grab my balls and pull on them.
Well, that's fine. You do that. But most people don't do that. Most guys will shimmy shake to get the thing out. They'll shake one leg, both legs, whatever. But you don't have to worry about that because everything is tightly compact in this little sack.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing. They feel amazing. And I love them. They're great. I'm working on replacing all of my underwear with these because, dude, game freaking
changer. Which ones do you wear though? Do you wear like the cotton blend or do you wear like the dry fit?
Oh no, I wear a dry fit.
Yeah,
I like them a little stretchier and they're elastic. Cooler. They're cooler. So like they're almost like moisture wicking. Yeah. I mean,
that's what I wear when I do wear underwear, but I prefer not wearing
underwear. What the fuck are you doing right now?
I don't know.
Why are you swaying back and forth like a, one of those wavy little, inflatable guys that they have out in front of stores and shit.
The wavy arm inflatable tube man.
Yeah, that guy. From Family Guy, that
wavy arm inflatable tube man. Hi, I'm Al Harrington from Inflatable Wavy Arm Inflated Tube Man.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, why are you? What are you doing? He's just sitting back here, just swaying back and forth.
I need another beer.
I don't have any more. I only brought two.
I got beer in the fridge.
Well, that's fine. But I thought you were gonna make us fancy drinks.
No,
you don't want to make.
I don't feel like it now because I have to get up in the cupboard and pull them all down, and I have to get a shaker out with ice. And
I was really looking forward to that.
Yeah, well, tough titties. I've got beer though.
Do you have sipping cream?
No.
No sipping cream.
No sipping cream.
Damn. Well, that's depressing.
But no, it's I've got Christmas ale.
Christmas ale. Too early.
Doesn't that just twick your tweeter?
Yeah, it really does.
No, actually, I don't think it's Christmas ale. I think it's just winter ale.
Oh, well, I'm good. I don't want any Christmas or winter ale because it's still fall.
No, it's winter.
It is not.
Yep.
Is there snow on the ground? Is it cold enough to be winter?
Dude, in December, there's never snow on the ground.
Is it cold enough to be winter?
Yeah.
No.
In the morning, it is.
No, it's not.
Yep.
No.
Yep.
Stop. You.
Yep.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Me arguing with you?
Yes. Especially when you know you're wrong and you just keep going anyway.
Well, yeah. I mean, technically, winter doesn't start until like late December, but it's still fine.
Exactly.
It's fine.
You're wrong. Anyway.
It's winter.
Do we want, because we're a little over time today, do we want to do a would you rather?
Do one.
You want to do one?
Yeah, we can go a little over. That's fine.
Okay, that's fine. Let's see.
Especially since part of our time was taken up by that Lewis guy. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck was up with that dude.
I don't know.
I mean.
Did you get a callback number?
I didn't. I didn't think about it. I'm glad he listens, and I think that's cool that he called, but I have some questions and concerns, mostly about the attracted to Ash thing. Like, if you're attracted to this girl, why are you also attracted to a dude? And also a dude that hasn't aged in, like, 25 years.
Butters has passed out under my chair.
Oh, that's so cute. Is she really?
Yeah.
She really is.
I told
that's
you.
That's precious. She's a daddy's little girl. Love it. All right. Would you rather have a bucket stuck on your head or cement block stuck to your feet?
What kind of cement block? Like a cinder block, or are we talking like sidewalk blocks?
Remember, I don't give any more details. Cement blocks on your feet or a bucket stuck to your head?
Well, I'd take a bucket stuck to my head because I just take some tin snips and cut that fucker off.
What if you couldn't?
Oh, I can.
What if you couldn't?
Well, you can.
I know, but what if you couldn't?
Well, there is no what if.
I'm just saying, hypothetically.
Well, okay, well then hypothetically, would it be cinder blocks or would it be sidewalk blocks?
I don't know. Big ass blocks.
Okay.
Like I said, somebody, you stood in a box and somebody poured cement into the box.
Well, I may just take a sledgehammer and break them.
No.
Yeah.
You don't have that option.
Yeah, I do.
I'm making it up as I go now.
You can't do that.
I'm doing it. These are my would you rathers.
Well, that's stupid.
Well, tough shit.
You're stupid.
Tough shit.
And your beard looks dumb.
No, it doesn't. Yeah, it looks amazing. It's salt and pepper. It looks amazing. But, no, seriously.
Did anybody ever tell you look a lot older than what you actually are?
Did anybody ever tell me that I look like a penis with a hat on when I wear a hat? Yes, they have.
Excuse me, but we aren't doing lines from A League of Their Own right now.
Yeah, but I do look like a penis with a hat on when I wear a hat.
Okay.
It's fair. It's there.
Yeah. Bucket.
Bucket?
Bucket.
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 Are you sure?
Yep.
Be positive.
Final answer.
You're wrong.
What?
You're wrong. That's the wrong answer.
You're dumb.
That's the wrong answer.
So anyway, that's all we got time for today.
Wait.
What?
Do we want to do dad jokes or not? We always do dad jokes.
We can do it next episode.
You don't want to end with dad jokes?
All right, fine. Hurry up. Let's do a dad joke.
You got one.
All right.
You go first.
Okay. What do mermaids use to wash their fins?
What?
Tide.
Boo.
Boo. Okay, your turn. Go ahead.
What do you call a lesbian dinosaur?
Shit, it's probably something dumb. I don't know what.
A lick-a-lot-a-puss.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I had to ask. All right, on that note, thank you for listening. If you enjoyed our show, go ahead and jump on our Facebook fan page and leave us a positive review. Or you can also listen to us on one of many streaming podcast services. Yep.
And you could be, if you comment on our Facebook page and leave us a 5-star rating, you could be the winner of a
Blabber Buddies t-shirt.
Absolutely. And guess what? This, what is this month? This month, it's Thanksgiving, so it's probably going to be a brown shirt.
Or it could be
red.
Golden.
No, it probably won't be red. I'll say red for Christmas. But
yeah.
It could be golden yellow. That would be a good one, too. I didn't think about golden yellow. But yeah, no. You could be the winner of a Blabber Buddies t-shirt with our design and all kinds of things. And yep.
If you're only one lucky winner will actually get a snapshot of Brian's bare butt.
Speaking of bare butt, we need to talk about that next episode from our last episode. But fair.
So anyway, go ahead and tune in next time. See you later.
Peace out, Girl Scouts.
Thank you for listening to Blabber Buddies. Tune in every other week for a new episode. If you enjoyed the show, please like and follow us on Facebook at Blabber Buddies and listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Pandora Radio.